This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. David Karshir, the author of Becoming a Son, Emotional and Spiritual Intelligence for a Happy, Fulfilling Life. It's a number one international bestseller in 13 categories in 5 countries. The book presents a new model for understanding emotional intelligence and the part it plays in spiritual well-being. Mr. Karshir, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thank you, Eric. So good to be on with you.
You bet, and thanks for your time and for coming out today. So tell us, for starters, what does it mean to become a son?
Yes, and I want to let your listeners know that it's S-U-N. So to become a son means that we become on the outside what we already are on the inside. So there is a warmth of love, there is a light of wisdom and understanding all inside of our human experience. And I believe it's our life destiny to access it and let it out. All of that sun energy that is natural to us, that's built into our cells and the atoms of our body, wants out and wants to express itself through us in a very conscious human kind of way.
Mr. Karshir, tell us, what is a primal bond? Tell us what that is.
Yeah, so the primal bond, primal simply means first. And the primal bond is the bond we have with the very reality of our own being. So the very reality of who we are and the energy that powers us, the source of our life. So there is that bond, and the bond works through the heart. It is a deep heart connection with ourselves and then with the whole circle of life around us, and then that goes to other people too. So that bond is something that rightly forms in infancy and in childhood. And unfortunately, in the world the way it is, that bond gets broken in some way. There's a brokenness in the heart that breaks that bond that connects us to the very root and source of who we are.
And even taking that further, what is the significance of emotional intelligence?
Yeah, sure. So emotional intelligence relates first and foremost to what I just spoke of, which is the primal bond. It is through the heart that we feel connection with each other. For instance, for your listeners, they feel connected with you and perhaps with me here in this interview because there's something that connects of the heart. If it's only mental, we try to live our lives on only a mental basis, but we find out that we have intelligence for only some small part of what our life is all about. So there's a wisdom of the heart that connects us, first of all, to ourselves, our own wisdom, our own health, the source of our own life. That sounds pretty important. And then also to the circumstances in which we live. And I know there are a lot of things said about emotional intelligence. Over the last 25 years, it's been identified and studied. And I think usually the definition of what it's about is far too limited. So it so often is about how you get ahead in your profession, or how you do better in business, or make more money. Those are very limited things. And really, when you come right down to it, yes, it has to do with all those things. But it also has to do something that is very fundamental, which is our own health and well-being as a human being.
And thanks for your input there. Most helpful today, we're speaking with David Karshir, author of Becoming a Son, Emotional and Spiritual Intelligence for a Happy, Fulfilling Life. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what are the key elements vital for the experience and teaching of healing and wellness?
Yeah. So, you know, these, of course, Eric, are the things that are vital for us all in the living of our life. And it is to come to some kind of peace inside, some kind of internal connection, so that we're reconnected with what inspires us in our life, what animates us, what lifts us up. You know, so many people these days are suffering from things like anxiety and depression. And those are things that are states of mind, but there are also states of heart. And so what we really do need to know is the emotional intelligence that allows us to surrender inside to that thing that uplifts us and makes us happy, that fuels our life, that motivates us. So I think it's a little different for each of us what activity it is that inspires us. For me, I live in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains in Loveland, Colorado, and I just love walking up in the foothills with my dog and just being there among the pines and the wildlife and so on, breathing the air, moving the body, and I just feel a deep-hearted connection with the whole circle of life, not just around me, but within me as well. So whatever it is for a person, whether it's meditation or prayer or listening to music or being in nature, I think, a key thing I note is that for so many people, they don't carve out the time and the space to do it. And it's as simple as that. Because if you actually make some time, and it doesn't have to be a lot, but if you make some time to deliberately make that reconnection inside, you find everything else goes better. You just get re-empowered in your life and uplifted.
Now, earlier we asked you, what does it mean to become a son? If you would, share your own experience of becoming a son.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. So, you know, for me, I'm a child of the 60s, and I was there for all that was happening in the culture at the time, and it's for the Vietnam War, and people a little older than me were being drafted. I was subject to the draft, and I was protesting the war. I was looking around at a world that in so many ways wasn't working. And you might say, looking at the world today, what's changed? You know, different war, different day. And the thing I found was that all that I saw in the culture, which seemed so dysfunctional, was also in me, that there was a way I had been infected with all that in my own heart. And that really was a crushing thing. I was angry anyway at what was happening outside of me. But when I saw that that had infected my own personal well-being, my own heart and soul, that really was crushing. And finally, I met somebody who told me that the answer I was looking for in the world was within me. And he pointed to the fact that that there was a sun inside me, there was a warmth, there was a wisdom, there was a light, there was a sense of gravity that was inside me that wanted out, and that was the solution to my life. And actually, for the world at large, it's the same for any person and for all of us as human beings. The answer we're looking for is inside. It's in our own creativity. It's in our own sun nature. You know, they say that there's not a problem on the face of the earth for which we do not have a technological answer. We have the technology to answer the great problems of our day. There's something else that's missing, that's inside us, that we've become disconnected to. And that's well described as our sun nature.
Mr. Karshir, certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. In conclusion, if you would, give us a tip or a call to action to wrap things up here today.
Yeah, happy to, Eric. So my book is available on Amazon. So if you just look me up or look up the book, Becoming a Son, you'll find it easily, and it's, you know, available around the world. And then if you want to find out more about my workshops and lectures, you can look me up at davidkarshir.com.
And that certainly works, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Karshir, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Eric. Appreciate it.
And you're welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. David Karshir, author of Becoming a Son, Emotional and Spiritual Intelligence for a Happy, Fulfilling Life. The book presents a new model for understanding emotional intelligence and the part it plays in spiritual well-being. And for all the details and for contact, visit davidkarshir.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.